We have a lot of purple and yellow here in the studio. That's because the Northwestern High School cross-country runners literally ran in here along with their coaches. We've got their coaches are Kenny Knopp and Knopp. I always get this wrong, Kenny. And Kenny and I have been friends for like more than 10 years, and I always get it wrong. I'm sorry, Kenny. You get my name wrong too, so I guess it's only fair. and the cross-country head coach is Chris Artis. And good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to catch up with these two fast runners, Scott and Lydia, in a second. Refresh everyone's memory when it comes to cross-country, the difference between cross-country, which takes place in the fall, mm-hmm. and track and field, which takes place in the spring.
Right. So for cross-country, everybody runs a 5K, so about 3.1 miles. The courses are all different. You know, we're track, everything's pretty much the same. But, you know, you could run a flat, fast course like we did up at McAlpine Park last week on hard-packed grass or gravel. Or you can run hills and grass. So there's just a lot of variation for the cross-country courses.
Yeah, to your point, when you run track, you just run around the track.
That's right.
Cross country, you go off the track.
That's right. With track, just got to remember to make a left turn and you're good.
So, off road.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, I've been on the course that you all train mm-hmm. on at Northwestern, and that is challenging because you are going from trail running to grass, and it's a lot going on there. It's great. And you too can run this same course, and we'll get to
I'll tell you that in a second.
Yeah.
Jumping the gun.
Yeah, and we get too excited. You know, running. I get very excited when we have runners in the studio. There's a couple of events that folks need to put on their calendars, ones that they can take part in, and others to support these athletes. We'll kind of let you take it from there, Chris.
Sure. So the 38th running of the Trojan Invitational is coming up Saturday, September 6th. First race kicks off at 8 a.m., but we expect a large crowd, so try to get there early. And like 7 o'clock, if not earlier. And then the Trojan Trot is November 22nd. And that we do a 1 mile fun run for the kids, and we'll do a 5K for the community.
Yeah, that's the one I took part in, this Trojan Turkey Trot. Go out there and do it. It's a lot of fun. It's around Thanksgiving, so it'll make you feel better.
If you run, eating all that food.
If you run first, it'll make you feel better if you run. Chris, let's go back to the Trojan Invitational. This is the 38th running of the Trojan Invitational. Yes. It's Saturday, September the 6th. And the location again is at?
It's at Northwestern High School.
Perfect. Yes. The same course that folks will run?
The same course that they'll run for the Turkey Trot.
How many teams do you expect that will show up?
Right now, we've got about 26 teams registered. Wow. And so, you know, last year we had about the same number of teams, ended up with almost 800 finishers. And the reason why we say to get there early, we had about 1,400 spectators out there last year. So wow. It is a lot of people crammed into a small space, but it makes for a really great atmosphere. And we have a really big supportive crowd every time we have this meet.
And some of the races, as Chris has alluded to, it once they kind of go off-road into the woods, you don't really get to follow the runners too much. But at your course at Northwestern, there are plenty of spots for spectators where you can it's kind of like golf. You can be in one turn and watch some runners and then make your way to the other turn if you're fast enough to see the other pack.
Oh, yeah. We do it's basically two big loops. And so, honestly, you can stand at the top of the hill for the most part and almost see, you know, 60% of the race. But it is very spectator-friendly. So if you have somebody that you want to go support, you don't have to move a lot to go see them. You don't have to be one of the memes where all the cross-country parents are running around. But it's very spectator-friendly.
And this started because of Bob Jenkins, well-known coach
Hall of Fame
here.
Coach, started back in 1975, the best records we could find. Started back in the 70s.
Man. Well, you've brought two runners with you. We've got Scott Cope, who's a senior, and Lydia Sasser, who's a senior as well. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
We're going to start with you, Lydia. What is your 5K time, your time that you post, your average time that you post in a cross-country race?
So my average time is typically around 20 minutes, but my fastest time is 1953. So
that's 3.1, 3.2 miles?
3.1-ish. Yeah.
Now let that sink in for a minute. Lydia is running it in 1953, 19 minutes and 53 seconds, about 3 miles. Mm-hmm. That's the length of like a sitcom if you take out the commercials. That's the length of a CN2 Now newscast, to be honest with you. And then
Scott, what about your time?
Usually I run right around like 17 minutes, maybe like 17 minutes and like 20. But my best time is about 16 minutes and 39 seconds.
Again, okay. That's 3.1-ish miles.
And now let's put it in perspective.
Yeah.
Lucas McFadden.
A what road is your, race.
But now you are an award winning. I mean, you win. Like you do for your age group. You go out to these races. I will say I have given him awards before. So I call your name often from the platform. But what do you typically run a 5K in?
Gosh, Kenny, I'm embarrassed. Now, Kenny, I run with
over here laughing.
With one of the coaches with the Northwestern cross country team, Kenny. I think some of my best time, a road race, as this is a road race, much different than cross country, mm-hmm. is maybe 21 minutes.
That's not too far behind.
22 minutes. But I've got like 20 something years on you. I've got an older body than both of what you all have.
She looked impressed when you just said.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
No, it is great.
Oh, okay. Now I get the sympathy. You're doing great. For both of you, Lydia, we'll start with you. Same question when she's done, Scott. What is it about cross-country and about running that just seems natural to you? Because there's a lot of folks listening that this seems so foreign to them, that there's no way on earth they want to do this. Why does it come so natural to both of you?
I think for me, I'm just a very disciplined person. And so running incorporates physical discipline and mental discipline. And it really just trains those two aspects of, you know, who you are. So I think naturally I'm inclined to do it for those reasons, and just training every day and being around people, and yeah.
Scott?
Well, it started because I just wanted to do a sport, and it was during COVID when I got into this, and my dad was like, hey, it's no contact. You should go do that one. And then I enjoyed it and kept running, and now it's just I enjoy hanging out with the people, and it keeps me in pretty good shape. So,
I will say a running community. It's hard to find. You will find it in other sports. Don't get me wrong, but the running community, it's very supportive. Mm-hmm. You really, while you're competing against each other, it's really you versus you. But you're really supportive, and you do like to run with others. And Chris, I think that is what draws or attracts some folks to running cross country. And to Scott's point, some folks just don't want the contact, but they still can be athletic, and running is another form of being an athlete.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I always say, you know, give me the smartest, most unathletic kids, I'm gonna turn them into a good runner. But you know, you do have the discipline, and it really takes a lot of that. But as far as supporting everybody, I mean, yeah, we're gonna fight it out on the course, but at the end of the day, these teams in the area really support each other, because I mean, we all go through it. You know, we're all out there 7 a.m. at Winthrop, you know, all summer long. So, you know, there's a lot of that dedication and that, you know, that we all have to go through. So we know what it takes to get it done.
And that support, you know, you hear, we have interviewed a lot of runners, and they got into it because someone invited them to go, or someone said, hey, you know, come do this, whether it was COVID or whether it was just, hey, I need to lose a couple pounds. Why don't you come run? And then it just kind of caught on from there. So I think that says a lot about the community itself as well.
Yeah, Coach Hudgens always used to say, it's like Sunday school, bring a friend.
That's great. That's well said.
That's
for
great.
Sure. Lydia and Scott, did running come easy to both of you at the start, or did you have to work on it a little bit? Scott, you're kind of shaking your head. No, it did not come easy, I guess.
No, it did not come easy. Going into it, I hadn't really done anything sports-wise for at least a year, so I still remember my first race time. It was 37 minutes and 30 seconds. And that, I walked like half of that race, and I couldn't.
But
get
cut it to 16.
Yeah. You cut that in half, Scott.
Yeah.
I mean, that shows discipline. It shows what you can do when you put your mind to it. I mean, that's 15
impressive.
Minutes. You shaved 15 minutes. Some people are shaving like a minute or 30 seconds. You shaved 15 minutes. That's really commendable. That's something you should be very proud of yourself for. And Lydia, what about you? Did running come easy to you?
Not at first. I was pretty average as a runner, you know, just running basic times like 23, 24.
Mm-hmm.
But as I progressed, you know, just training that aerobic aspect, you know, I definitely dropped time. So because prior to running, I was playing basketball, really just any sport with a ball. So I was not doing continuous running, you know. So once I started training and training my lungs and aerobic part, I definitely got better.
Boy, Chris, this is a great example of what you can do, right? When you really put your mind to it and, you know, give credit where credit is due. It's the coaching staff, right? You identify these young people and their strengths and how you coach them. And there, some folks might say, how do you coach someone to run? Like, how do you coach someone like Lydia who, you know, is athletic and was changing her sports, and someone like Scott who started his first race in like 30 something minutes and now he's down to like 15, 16 minutes.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest challenges is to teach everybody that stuff doesn't happen overnight. This is a sport that you're going to see results, but it may take a year, 2 years of training and running to really see the results. And so I think that's one of the biggest challenges, especially some of the ones that are more naturally athletic, where they're used to, I can go pick up a basketball and be really good at it today. You know, teaching those kids that discipline, that perseverance of, you know, it'll happen, just be patient.
Well said. Well, you can see these cross-country runners from Northwestern High School in action on Saturday, September the 6th. That's when they have the Trojan Invitational. They've got hundreds of runners that will be here, dozens of schools. The best time to get there, as Chris said, 7 o'clock, because it will fill up pretty quickly. $7 will get you into the race, and this is a fundraiser, right?
Yes, all proceeds will go to support the Northwestern cross country team.
Perfect. Goes right back into the program. There's a patriotic start to these races, but these young people work really hard. If you get a couple of minutes or an hour or two out of your day, just go out there and support them. Please do so. Scott and Lydia, nice to meet you both.
Yes, nice to meet you. You're very impressive.
They're the class of 2026 over there at Northwestern High School. Chris Artis is the head coach. Chris, thank you so much for bringing all of these talented athletes with us as well, and to bringing them on the show as well. And Kenny, it's great seeing you, sir. Thank you very much.